You're depressed, but don't know why. You have phobias that make no sense. Your relationships follow the same destructive patterns despite your best efforts. What if these aren't random glitches in your psychological makeup, but inherited trauma passed down through generations? Mark Wallen's groundbreaking work reveals how the suffering of our ancestors can live on in our bodies and minds, shaping our lives in ways we never imagined. Our DNA carries more than just instructions for physical traits. It bears the emotional imprints of our family's experiences. Through epigenetics, traumatic experiences modify how genes express themselves without changing the underlying DNA sequence. These modifications create patterns that pass down through generations like invisible inheritance. Studies with mice demonstrate this vividly. When researchers exposed mice to a specific scent while administering electric shocks, not only did the mice develop a fear response, but remarkably, their offspring and even grandchildren exhibited the same fear, despite never experiencing the shock themselves. This explains why you might feel anxiety in certain situations or have inexplicable phobias that originated long before you were born. Ancient wisdom suddenly appears less metaphorical and more biological. Biblical references to sins affecting the third and fourth generation now have scientific validation. Our connections to previous generations extend beyond shared stories or physical traits. They're embedded at the cellular level. Before birth, we inherit emotional imprints along with genes, forming what Wallen calls the family body. This biological environment spans three generations. A woman carries all her eggs from birth, meaning when your grandmother was pregnant with your mother, the egg that would become you already existed in your mother's developing ovaries. When a pregnant woman experiences severe trauma, her released cortisol crosses the placental barrier, potentially altering her child's stress response system. If that child is female, her eggs, including the one that might become her future child, are also exposed to these stress hormones. This biological chain reaction explains why trauma patterns often skip generations or manifest differently across a family tree. Those unexplained anxieties may be cellular memories, biological echoes of experiences that preceded your birth. Our persistent fears and anxieties often speak in a distinctive core language. Emotionally charged words, physical sensations, and disproportionate responses that reveal unresolved family traumas. Expressions like, "I feel like I'm disappearing," or "I can't breathe when I think about this," aren't mere metaphors. They're articulating trauma that may have originated generations ago. Unconscious family themes create invisible barriers to experiencing life fully. Children naturally absorb their parents' emotional states, sometimes merging with their unprocessed feelings, as with Gavin's depression mirroring his father's grief. Other themes include judging or rejecting a parent, cutting us off from our life force. Early interruptions in maternal bonding, creating fear that connection leads to separation. And unconscious identification with extended family members, like Todd's inexplicable violent behavior mirroring his grandfather's history despite never having met him. The core language map reveals hidden family trauma influences. Begin by examining your core complaint, the persistent issue causing you the most distress. Write about it, unfiltered, to identify emotionally charged language. Sandy's irrational fears of death and claustrophobia made sense when linked to her father's Holocaust experiences. Her phrases like, "I'm gonna die," and "I can't breathe," echoed what her father likely felt during imprisonment. Recognizing these fears as inherited brought relief. Next, identify core descriptors, words you use to describe your parents, which reveal unconscious feelings and dominant life themes. Your core sentence expresses your deepest fear, often a simple statement like, "I'll be abandoned," or "I'll never be enough." Use bridging questions such as, "Who in my family might have felt this way?" to connect your fears to specific family events. Finally, create a genogram, detailed family tree, to visualize connections between your experiences and family history. These elements form your core language map, guiding you to understand how your family's past shapes your present. Understanding inherited trauma is just the start. True healing requires creating new neural pathways through healing sentences and images that transform old patterns. Healing sentences bridge past and present, acknowledging ancestral pain while affirming your right to move forward. These might address deceased relatives or parts of yourself carrying others' burdens. Dear grandfather, I see how alone you were. I carry that out of love, but now I choose connection while honoring your memory. When paired with healing images, visualizations creating new internal experiences, these sentences counteract inherited patterns. Our brains process imagery as real experience, forming new neural connections that override old trauma responses. As neuroscientists say, neurons that fire together wire together. Repeatedly engaging with positive imagery literally rewires our brain. The body is central to this integration. By noticing where emotions physically manifest and bringing attention to these areas, you can release stored trauma somatically. Practices like conscious breathing into tense areas while repeating healing sentences can transform long-held distress patterns. Research shows visualization and meditation can influence gene expression, potentially reversing epigenetic trauma changes. Relationships often mirror unresolved family dynamics. The complaints we have about partners frequently echo issues with parents or replay our family histories. Dan and Nancy discovered their marriage struggles. Her feeling ignored, him feeling criticized, mirrored their childhood experiences with emotionally distant parents. Recognizing these patterns as inherited rather than created within their relationship replaced blame with compassion. Similarly, when success remains elusive despite talent and effort, family history often holds the key. Ben, a skilled but financially struggling lawyer, discovered his ancestors had exploited migrant workers. His financial difficulties represented an unconscious atonement for this historical injustice. By acknowledging this history and making symbolic amends through donations to migrant causes, he freed himself from this inherited burden. Kevin's promising management career was repeatedly undermined by self-destructive behaviors mirroring his alcoholic father's path. Only by making peace with his father's memory and understanding the underlying trauma could Kevin break this cycle and embrace his potential. The ultimate goal of addressing inherited family trauma is reconnecting with your authentic self, the person you were meant to be before family patterns shaped your path. While influenced by your family's past, you're not defined by it. Core language medicine helps identify and release inherited patterns while honoring ancestral struggles, transforming burdens into sources of wisdom. Transformation requires both awareness and action through new patterns, healing sentences, and supportive rituals. Your fears become doorways to profound connection, and beneath layers of trauma lies an unbroken connection to life itself. By clearing inherited pain, you allow this natural life force to flow freely. You become a transformative link in your family chain, honoring ancestors while creating new possibilities. In breaking these ancestral chains, you heal not only yourself, but help heal the past and create a different future for generations to come.